Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Joaquin, which has strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane and is bearing down on the Bahamas.
And it could hit the East Coast, which is already dealing with flooding in some areas today. Joining us from Atlanta is Brian Norcross, a senior hurricane specialist at the Weather Channel. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And a lot of regions in the East Coast already starting to see heavy rain and winds. What are you most concerned about when it comes to flooding?
I'm very concerned about flooding for the entire East Coast, really, from the Carolinas all the way up to New England, really because it's a 1-2-3 punch here. We had tremendous rains in parts of Virginia and North Carolina yesterday, not related to Hurricane Joaquin. And then we're going to get another round of some rain, and then what's called a precursor event to the actual hurricane arrives late on Thursday into Friday. And then if the hurricane makes landfall, we'll get this third event here. So it has the potential to be a tremendous flood. In any case, it's going to be a serious flood.
And when it comes to the hurricane itself, what's the current projection about where it's going to go and whether it's going to make landfall?
Well, initially, it's going to threaten the Bahamas. So that's in the very short term, the next couple of days. And it's moving very, very slowly. So it's going to sit there and batter some of the Bahamian islands for some time. And then it begins to move to the north. And it's still very uncertain exactly what's going to happen over the weekend into very early next week. There's some possibility that this is going to become a very, very serious hurricane from the Carolinas up to the Delmarva, maybe into New Jersey, as far as a landfalling hurricane. There's also a possibility that it skirts the land and more directly affects New England, but that wouldn't be until early next week. And there is also a third possibility that it stays just far enough offshore that we get some heavy rain, we get some high surf, but really we don't get the direct effects. We're talking a number of days out still, and the science really does not allow us to pin it down any better than that. Better than to say that folks from the Carolinas north need to be ready for the possibility.
And if it does make landfall, are you expecting that it would be still a hurricane at that point or a strong tropical storm?
I would expect it to be a hurricane. If it got to New England, then it could be a strong tropical storm, but still maybe even a hurricane if it got to New England because it would be moving pretty quickly. So, yeah, we're talking about a serious hurricane potential from the Carolinas north here with this thing. No way to know anything more than that except to say that it is a possibility.
And as we said, this is just the third hurricane in the Atlantic season in 2015. It's been a pretty quiet year so far. Are you attributing that to El Nino out in the Pacific? We know that one of the effects of that is that there are fewer hurricanes or there's a weaker hurricane season in the Atlantic.
Yeah, there are two aspects to El Nino. One is that it creates unfavorable upper-level winds across the tropical Atlantic, and that just keeps down the number of storms. And that's what we've seen this year. El Nino is the direct cause of the fewer-than-normal storms. But the other thing that comes with that is if you're going to have a storm form, it normally forms close to the U.S. and probably not from regular tropical processes like tropical waves coming off of Africa and moving across the Atlantic and developing like they normally do. It comes from some other kind of system, low pressure system, that gets out over the warm water, sits there for a while, and then eventually becomes tropical. And that's exactly what we have with Joaquin. This was an upper-level low, developed thunderstorms. The thunderstorms got it spinning, turned it into a tropical system, and the conditions in this small pocket of the ocean are favorable for it to strengthen, and we've seen it strengthen quite remarkably here over the last day.
Meanwhile, Brian, as I look outside, it's raining. It's raining very hard. I see it as kind of an inconvenience, but of course we know that these things can get very dangerous and people do end up even dying when you have heavy rains and flooding like this. What would your advice be to people across the East Coast with all this rain coming on how to stay safe?
My advice is if you live in a flood-prone area that's either near the ocean or near a river or places where it has flooded in the past when hurricanes have come in the Carolinas, remembering back to Hurricane Floyd, also in New Jersey and every part of the East Coast has had significant flooding. So if you live in a place that is prone to flooding, just be aware of what's happening around you and know what you'll do in case the rain comes, and it comes in feet, which is very possible with this 1-2-3 punch of tropical moisture coming in. Not to mention the issues if we do indeed get a landfalling hurricane with storm surge along the coast and damaging winds moving inland.
That's Brian Norcross, a senior hurricane specialist at the Weather Channel, joining us from Atlanta as we wait to see what's going to happen now with Hurricane Joaquin. Brian, thank you so much.
Jeremy, thank you.